seen the wooden bucket that they put the water in the house with. That I've seen that. Because my grandmother used to make us rub that on Saturday with brick. The wooden buckets. And I've seen the wooden tubs too. But I've never seen the wooden bucket to draw the water with.
Something you would use to carry food out to the hogs in.
Slop bucket.
And say if you were going to fry eggs, what you'd use to fry them in?
Skillet.
Any other name for that?
Skillet, no. La poêle, en criolle.
That's French. Mm-hmm.
That's French and poêle.
What about, did you ever see one little legs on it that you could use in a fireplace?
Yes. I've seen that. How would they call that, huh?
Yeah.
A four. A four or creole.
French.
A petit four.
Creole is creole.
French. French name for it.
And nowadays, if you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everybody a
spoon.
A fork,
knife.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Knives.
And you say after she washes the dishes, then to get the suds off, she
puts them in the sink and let warm water run over them.
Or you say she wet them in warm water. She rinses them. And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes.
Dish towel?
Is that when you're washing them?
The dish towel and a towel to dry them.
Okay. And what you use to bathe your face with?
Face rag.
And to dry yourself off with?
Bath towel.
Okay. And you mentioned syrup. Was there any other name for syrup?
Molasses?
Huh?
Molasses?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing?
Yes, and
Ciro,
creole. French is Ciro.
What about, do you ever hear long sweetening and short sweetening? What about, do you ever see people make syrup with the sugar cane?
Yes.
You know when you grind the juice out of the cane?
Yes.
And the leftover, the cane part? What would you call that?
Le bagasse.
Okay.
That's French.
That's French, Dad, but I don't know what's the right name for it.
English. What do you call it in English?
What do you call it? What's left,
We didn't have sugar cane. Yeah. That's what I heard.
My uncle had one. My daddy's brother had he'd make syrup. I called it an encore and sucre. But a cane grinder? But in French, the tansiclure, he did make the syrup.
That's what the name for the whole,
For the whole outfit with the. But what did get all out the king then? Once they get all the juice out, they called that the bagasse, what was left. Because they even have firewood that's made out of the cane outfit, or whatever you call it. I don't know what's the right name for
they
it.
They even have
plywood, it's made out of.
Plywood? For building?
Yes. It's made out of some bagasse.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. In addition.
I don't know if there's an English name.
Yes, they have to have. It's not bagasse.
And say if you wanted to buy some syrup or molasses at the store, what would it come in if you bought a lot of it?
A gallon. A gallon. That's how I buy. All the time, by the gallon.
The gallon, what it would come in would be...
By cases.